Is Russia ready? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two senior U.S. officials say there is intelligence. Russian commanders were given the okay to proceed with the Ukraine invasion.
Well, we will work day and night to make use of any possibility to still prevent Russia from invading.
That's what Ukrainian Ambassador to the U.S. Oksana Markarova tells CBS Face the Nation, and that might include another presidential meeting. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, there's been a flurry of announcements. France says its President Emmanuel Macron has brokered, in principle, a summit between President Biden and President Putin. The White House says it has provisionally accepted that invitation, provided Russia does not attack Ukraine beforehand. But the Kremlin is a little cagier. Putin's spokesperson telling reporters this morning that a meeting or phone call could be set up at any point, but that there are no concrete plans yet. Dave?
Simon, the president has threatened Russia with severe economic punishment if it invades, but with deadly fighting already in eastern Ukraine with Russian-backed separatists, Republicans say, why wait? Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News Sunday.
We should sanction Russian oil. We should sanction their minerals and their mining sector. We should sanction their biggest banks.
As promised, Canadian police cleared out that weeks-long truck convoy protest against COVID mandates in the capital, Ottawa, towing trucks, arresting some protesters.
They were wearing helmets, face shields, and had batons, they say, to protect themselves from protesters who they claim were assaulting them. But the protesters say they were roughed up by police.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. A rookie driver has won NASCAR's most famous race.
Holy cow, right, kid. You just won the biggest race of your life.
The final call on Fox.
23-year-old Austin Cindric from Mooresville, North Carolina, in his eighth Cup start.
Austin Cindric just edged out Bubba Wallace at the finish line. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit EveryLife.com to learn more. That's EveryLife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today. News.
Former President Trump kicked off Twitter and Facebook after last year's Capitol riot. Democrats accuse him of instigating his launching his own social media platform, Truth Social, now in the Apple App Store, as the former president also keeps raking in donations for another possible White House run in 2024, despite facing numerous investigations. His fundraising committees took in more than $7 million last month, according to Fox Business, and those Trump committees have $123 million in cash on hand. If the former president runs and wins the Republican primaries, the list of cities to host his nomination is narrowed to three.
Milwaukee, Nashville, and Salt Lake City are the final three contenders to host the 2024 Republican National Convention. GOP officials in Pennsylvania were told earlier this month that Pittsburgh was no longer in the running. The RNC's site selection committee heads to Nashville in the coming days as Tennessee's capital city makes its case to host the event. Salt Lake City showed off its facilities to the committee at the beginning of the month, while Milwaukee made its case last week. The winning city will likely see hundreds of millions of dollars in convention revenue. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
It's President's Day, so that means no stock market trading today. There's a new pitch to try to salvage the baseball season.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday that spring training games would be delayed until at least March 5th because of the ongoing work stoppage, but the league did announce a return to talks with the MLB Players Association starting today with plans to meet every day this week in person. Today marks day 82 of the lockout, as ball clubs should have been in the full swing of camp right now and gearing up for games later this week. Now the focus is on addressing core economic issues like arbitration and revenue sharing to get a new collective bargaining agreement in place before February 28th as to not impact opening day on March 31st, according to MLB. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NBA All-Star Game, Steph Curry hit a record 16 three-pointers, scoring 50 points to lead team LeBron past team Durant 163-160. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.